You are listening to the Sunday morning sermon from Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia. You can find podcasts and other resources at www.faithbiblechurch.us.
Even right now, even as we continue to sin, even though we know better, we have an advocate before God, the Lord Jesus, reminding God, as if God needed a reminder. Just the fact that he's there is the reminder that his death on the cross took care of our sins and that our sins are paid in full. He continues to guide and strengthen and encourage and pray for us day by day. We've got that priest over the house of God. Enter in. What privileges we have. These are the foundational facts. The second key to building an enduring life of faith, basically, now that we have this access, what do we do with it? Here's the excellent encouragements. Number two, excellent encouragements. That's in verses 22 through 25. Now, the key words of the foundational facts were therefore, since, and since. Here's the facts. The key words of these excellent encouragements is let us. And the words let us appear in verse 22, 23, and 24. Each one of them introduces one of three encouragements or exhortations, a call for action based squarely upon our foundations. So the first exhortation is to go in. To go in. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near. Now, look at the difference between this exhortation in verse 22 and verse 19. Now, 19 refers to entering in, and verse 22 refers to entering in. But verse 19 just talks about your right to enter in. It's theoretical access. Verse 22 is, let's do it. Let's actually put it into practice. Let's approach God's very throne. How should we do that? What is the manner in which we should draw near? Well, with a true heart. Of course, the heart is the whole inner person, mind, will, and emotions. A true heart would mean a sincere, real heart, no ulterior motives. It's a genuine heart. And we should come to the Lord not only with a sincere heart, but in full assurance of faith, robust trust in God and his promises. And of course, these two manners blend together in our new God-loving hearts given to us in the new covenant. We have a heart that loves the Lord with his laws written upon our hearts. We want to enter in. We are forgiven of our sins, we're right with God, and now we come forward in this manner. I love the way he uses even Old Testament type language as he describes our hearts being sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You think of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament. They would sprinkle the blood, and it would be like an atoning covering so that the people would be right with God. But it wouldn't really clean their conscience. They were still guilty even though they were covered until Christ came. And Christ's blood doesn't just cover our sins. It takes away our sins. And your conscience is kind of that warning system that God put inside of each one of us that says, you're guilty, you did it, you're wrong, or do this, that's good, you're right. Your conscience is kind of that warning system in the soul.